So we're going to try and go with a little bit of encouragement tonight, because I needed it. This is the scriptures I was reading this afternoon, because I needed the encouragement. And I hope they're encouragement to you. The text is found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter. Isaiah 41. And before we begin, let's pray again. Heavenly Father, we count it a privilege to come into your house. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us in every way, and your keeping power to this very hour. Now, Lord, as we look into your word, quicken our minds together that we might be strengthened by your word, strengthened inside for whatever lies ahead in the future. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, even in normal times, I was thinking a lot of the stuff I was dealing with today, I would have had to deal with no matter what was going on in the political world and what was going on in the economy. They're just, most of the stuff I had to deal with customers and others and the frustration in our own company, the frustrations we had with a lot of things. Even in normal times, there's times the Christian path gets rough. Amen? Even when everything, now, when everything else, that multiplies it. But our path of life, and I know there's been so much teaching that if you obey God and do what's right, nothing bad ever happens. Well, if you've lived a real life, you know that just isn't true. There's times when our path as Christians gets very difficult. It's times when life's very frustrating, times when it's even dangerous. And here's what helped me. I am thankful we are not in this alone. I appreciate the songs about heaven, but I'll tell you what, all the rewards of salvation are not reserved for heaven. There's many benefits of salvation that we yet have. Even though the ultimate reward is heaven, even there are many other rewards, lesser rewards, this side of heaven. Amen? Isaiah 41 and 13, very familiar. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. This is God speaking. And he said, I, the Lord thy God. He didn't just say the Lord Almighty. He didn't say the great creator. He said, I, the Lord thy God. Amen? He's our God. That's what we got. This is personal. We have a God, our God, not just collectively, individually, our God. He's our God. Amen? He said, I, the Lord, thy God. He's promised to be our God. We've been brought into a personal relationship with the very creator of the universe. Amen? And not just as a God. In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 6:18, he says, and will be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. God identifies himself as our God and our Father. That's how he identifies himself. Not he is unfathomably glorious. I mean, we can't take in his splendor, his power, his being as awesome. We can't take in who he really is, honest. Our minds can't even take in what this universe is. I mean, if you really start hearing comparisons and seeing the size of this universe, it's astounding, the size of the universe. Just the things on our little planet are astounding, both in their magnificence and in their detail. And this God thought it all up and put it into place. It originated in his mind, his wisdom, and then he created it. Amen? This God says, I'll be your God. Not just your God, I'll be your Father. Amen? The supreme being, the creator of all the universe, is our God. Not just the God, our God. Amen? He promised to be our God and our helper. What more could we ask for? Really, if you think about that, what more could you ask for in life? Hebrews 13:6 tells us, so we can boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. What better help could you possibly ask for than the creator of the universe saying, hey, I'll be your God. I'll help you. What better promise could God make to us than to say, hey, I'll be your Father. I'm going to help you. What more could he say? What better promise could we have? There's many fearful things that we may think or imagine that we see on the horizon. We may be right and we may be wrong. There's a lot of fearful things out there, right? I mean, if you look, every area of our life is threatened, truly. All of our freedoms. And that's not an overstatement. It really is. Our whole way of life. What we've enjoyed. A lot of fearful things. But listen, if God is our helper, if God's with us, if God's for us, what do we really have to fear? Amen? If God says, and He said, I am your God. I will help you. Amen? I tell you what, if we could really take that in, what a strength it should be to us. Amen? In a lot of ways, we are in very fearful times. I don't deny that. But I think we need to quit spending quite as much time on our fears and spend more time on our promised help.
Right.
In our own, in our own thinking, in our daily thinking, we come together in service to get our minds focused. But how we think during the week, I fear too many people go out and they get back in their heads and they're dominated by their fears rather than the fact that God's their God and He's promised to help them. Amen?
Yeah.
The more we can meditate on God's help and God's promise, the less fearful things become. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. He said, I'll hold thy right hand. God's got a hold of our hand. God's taken our hand in His. Our little granddaughter Mia loves outside. I mean, she loves being outside. She loves to run around the yard and explore, run through stuff. Well, our yard's pretty rough. It's got holes. Because our dog's out there and lived out there for 10 or 15 years. And it's got rough patches. And sometimes she just stumbles along. She's not real stable anyhow. But when Papaw, or Mamaw, we'll throw that in. But for sake of illustration, we'll say Papaw. When Papaw walks with her and holds her hand, she can truck right along with abandon. Amen? She can just charge through all the rough terrain and everything. And she does. When she puts her little hand up and I take hold of it, she may stumble, but she ain't going to fall because I got a hold of her. Amen? I've got her by the hand. I'm looking out for her. I'm holding her up. I'm keeping her away from the real danger spots, the things that could cut her, the things that could really hurt her. I'm steering her away from those as we go. Amen? God's got our hand as we walk through life. We're in His grip. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I'll help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He upholds us. He keeps us from falling. Amen? There's safety and security when God's got a hold of your hand. Just like little Mia. If grandma or grandpa or mom or dad has her hand and they're going through the yard, she's relatively safe, right? Because we're not going to lean her into the ditch. We're going to not let her just fall down when she catches her toe on something. If you got your hand in God's and God's got a hold of your hand, as a Christian walking through life, we can stumble sometimes. We can blunder around. But we're not going to come to utter destruction because God's got a hold of us. Amen? There's safety and security when God's holding your hand. Honest for the fears that lie ahead. This is the only place of safety and security.
Amen.
There's nothing else that you're going to find that's going to give you that inward sense of safety and security other than God and God having your hand, God being concerned about you. Amen?
Yeah.
So Psalms 18:35 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. Thy gentleness hath made me great. Amen. Again, God holds us up. We need direction and guidance in life. Well, I tell you what, there are a whole lot of decisions to be made. I'm making decisions. Everybody making decisions about different things. Some of them very difficult decisions to be made, right? Not every decision has a clear answer. But when God has hold of our hand, step by step, moment by moment, day by day, we can find our way through life and find guidance and direction. We may not see the end, But we can see the next step. With God having a hold of our hand, He can steer us and guide us the next safe step as we move along life's pathway. Isaiah 58:11 says, "The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." Has the idea of abundance there, doesn't it? Of prospering. And God's got a hold of our hand walking through life, guiding us. There's also joy. Because we're safe, right? One of the biggest destroyers of happiness and joy is fear.
Yep.
Not necessarily fear of what's right at hand, but fear of the future. Robs so many people of joy and happiness. But when God's got hold of our hand, guiding us, and we understand that, and we feel the security and safety, we can experience joy. Psalm 73:23 says, "Nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand." Amen?
Yeah.
Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures evermore. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." We really need that. More than the words, we really need to find that place of fear not. You know, that's the most repeated commandment in the Bible, by the way. The most repeated commandment in the Bible is fear not. You know why? That's one of our biggest challenges, is to fear not. But He says, "Fear not, I will help thee." Hey, don't fear the storms. Don't fear the future. Amen? There's no need to fear when we have His very presence guiding us, directing us. There's no need to fear when God Himself is with us to protect us. There's no need to fear when it's God that's holding us up and keeping us. There's no need to fear, even though we may be in the very midst of danger, when our hand is held tightly by His. Amen? Psalms 23:1, "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." There's safety and security with God in spite of all the storms and dangers and trouble around us. He's our rock. Psalms 18:2, "The Lord's my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I'll call on the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." He's our help. Amen? He promised. God took the initiative. They didn't back Him in a corner and say, "Promise you'll help us." He said, "Hey, I'm going to take you by the hand, and I'll help you. Fear not. I'll help you. I am your God, and I will help you." That's God's promise and encouragement. Amen? It helped me this afternoon. I hope it helps you. God's promised to help us. He's promised to help us find our way in this dark world and navigate the twisting path that we may be on. He'll help us stay on the right path, even though we can't seem to see the way forward. He'll direct us and keep us. He'll help us live a holy life, a life that's pleasing to Him in the midst of the evil world we're in. He'll help us every step of the way till we're home safe with Him. Amen?
Yes.
Psalms 46:1 says, "God's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we'll not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Everything you count solid may be shaken. But He says, I don't need to fear. I know who my rock is. I know who my help is. Nothing's too great for God. God's promised to help us. Really, what else do we need? Amen? If you got God, what else do you really need? Trust Him. Amen? Stay close by His side. Keep reaching up. Don't, you know, sometimes little kids are prone to want to pull their hand back down because they want to not be as directed as you're helping them be. We get that way sometimes too, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't pull your hand down. Keep your hand in God's hand. That's a place of safety. He'll help us. He'll guide us. Amen? May God bless you and help you. I know it was simple thoughts tonight, but they encouraged me this afternoon and